This episode of the Behind the Mask podcast is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly. Remember that first style piece or luxury item you just had to have? How did it make you feel when you finally got it? These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. Why is this the new way to shop? eBay is where you can find rare, limited-run pieces and special colorways you can no longer find in stores. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's real tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that's easy. So again, look for the blue check mark. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Behind the Mask.
Two, we back on the road, man, and we got another special guest,
yeah.
One of our homies. He checked in on us a few seasons ago when we had COVID.
Yeah.
Now we finally got him in person.
Yeah.
CJ2K, Chris Johnson.
Sir, yes, sir.
That dude.
What's happening?
What's happening?
I'm chilling, man, just chilling down here in Vegas. Bumping into y'all, man.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
I mean, the man so fast, nobody could catch him. We couldn't catch him. You know what I'm saying? So now we finally in the presence of greatness.
Yeah. We on deck, man.
I like what you got going, though, bro.
I see you shining.
This ain't nothing, man.
Look, light work.
What you're saying, this fake, man.
I don't believe that. but you wear it well, though.
Wear it well, you know.
Hey, man, so last time we caught up, we just saw who were the nominees or the finalists
that
made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And I had this story for you, and we talked about it. With Patrick Willis.
Yeah.
Pat made it. And I remember we played against y'all. I was like, man, we know he fast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we ain't know, like, how fast you really were.
Right.
So y'all ran a little counterplay. And I'm thinking, like, all right, I know I'm not going to goddamn catch him.
You was caught up in the wash.
I was in the wash.
You was in the wash.
I said, I'm spilling it for Pat to go over top.
Right.
And Pat was 100%. Correct every time, making the play, tackle for a loss. This man here took about maybe how many yards was it? About 60 some yards or something?
Yeah, like 68.
60, like 68. He remembered. Bruh, I said, man, this motherfucker is next level fast, dog. Did you think Pat was going to catch you, though? That's my question.
I knew he wasn't going to catch me.
No, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
He was
caught, 4-3-9, whatever?
Yeah, 4-2-4. It's different. That 4-3 and that 4-2 different, man.
Different, yeah.
Like I knew once I seen daylight, I had just a little bit of it's over with. It's over with. That's the difference. That's why I talk to a lot of kids and I tell them about track, man. Like if you playing football, and you want to make it to the next level as far as college, you want to make it to the league, man. You need to run track because that speed is different ball game. It's so crazy. I done been around a lot of players, and I don't care if they don't have great ball skills or anything. If they're fast, they're going to get an opportunity no matter what. You're going to get an opportunity no matter what. So running that track is important. But, like, I ran track all the way coming up, and I just knew, like, man, I get a little bit this much. It's over with. Yeah, it's over with.
So, obviously, a phenomenal career in the NFL, bro. One of the fastest running backs to ever play in a game. But in today's game, who do you see that reminds you of a CJ2K?
Just – speed wise or
just the game.
The game.
Like, I mean, respectfully, everybody got speed except for linemen.
It may
like
not
myself,
be nobody.
But
it may be somebody who you admire.
Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs. He cold.
We talking about him. Yeah. Yeah.
That boy cold, man. Like, bro, I was listening before he even got drafted. I hadn't already said, like, he's the best running back in that draft class. He gonna go crazy, man. And if I know one thing, if Detroit is smart, next year he would be there every down back.
Yeah.
Cause it's just that their whole offense dynamic changed when he in the game.
I agree with you, bro. I get excited talking about, like, guys. when I see good talent or rare talent,
right.
He's probably the closest. Everybody's style is different, unique, even including yours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you look at his game, it's probably the closest thing that I've seen to Marshall Faulk.
Yeah.
Somebody also reminded me, hey, you can't forget about Alvin Kamara, too.
Right, right, right.
They both got the same type of game, the slash, can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, but he – go ahead, finish.
But his most impressive asset for me is, like, dog, his ability to create separation in a small space.
Right, right, right.
Now,
right.
You the running back, but I what you like out of his game?
Man, I love it. All that you said, yeah, but when you speak about him and Kamara, they remind me of each other so much in the passing game, how they run and things like that. But he's a way better running back, like in between the tackles and stuff, than Kamara to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just different. Man, it's different. Like, it's hard to explain, but like when he touched that ball, you just get excited.
His vision.
Like, his vision, his in between the tackles, outside the tackles, like, he do it all. And not to take nothing away from Kamara, because Kamara's one of my favorite backs. But it's just like, and I don't know if it's like the offense that Kamara is in and stuff like that, but when they want to give it to Gills back-to-back, you know he finna go crazy. Yeah. He went up in there.
He finna slice you.
Yeah, he finna slice you. You got to worry, like, when you playing the Saints, like, you have to worry about Kamara, but you not as nervous, like, when he running the ball.
Yeah.
But with Gills,
that's easily a home run.
Right. Here. Yeah.
At Walmart, there's a long list of black-led products that fit into your everyday lifestyle. Scotch Porter Beard Balm is to approve, and ladies, you'll love Laid Hair Care, which makes having healthy hair easier, enjoyable, and more convenient. There's power in every purchase. Every time we buy a black-led brand, we open the door for the success of another black-led brand. So show black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
And obviously defenses were nervous when you played.
Yeah.
But the game is changing a little bit in terms of the RPOs. Is this really focused? It's no more, I'm not saying it's no more, but it's a less power game, zone game, you know what I'm saying? So do you think that Chris Johnson's running ability will translate to the game in the NFL today?
Of course. I feel like I'm the reason why it changed to this. I feel like I'm the reason because, like, man, back then, like, when I came in the game, like, first of all, you had to be 230 pounds to be an every down back.
Facts.
And we giving you the ball 25 times. And then, like, if you came in the game, like, you say the Kamaras, you say the Gibbs, the Christian McCaffreys, we came in the game at those sizes, they automatically be like, okay, yeah, he's a third down back.
Third down back.
They're not going to say, you know, every down back. Like, you got to be 230 pounds, third down back.
And
then give you no opportunity to be, you know what I'm saying? But once I came in the game, I was able to catch out of the backfield, run in between, out and outside of the tackles, and pass pro. So I never had to come out the game. So now you starting to get these smaller guys are the every down backs. Aaron Jones is the every down back, and then they bring the big guy in there for third down back. Mm. It done changed up now.
Yes.
Like, who is your last 230 pound back that's like, except you say Chubb.
Yeah.
But besides Chubb.
Your boy up in
Tennessee.
Yeah, Derrick.
Used to be in Tennessee now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you're right.
But even with Derrick, they still bring him out on third down.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And bring Tajay Spears in. I'm talking about what name somebody who's on that third, all three downs. Mm-hmm. That's 230 pounds plus. You can't name him. Right?
You can't.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. we get to find out what happened after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Polana Lamanye from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El-Hakim from Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I tell you what made y'all so unique too, your game, and then when you come out.
Lindell.
Yeah.
Bruh, that was, what it did on the defensive side, you had to change your mindset.
Right.
We knew when CJ in the game, man, I don't give a damn what's going on. You better get your ass to that gap.
Right.
Because it ain't no slow playing. And once he's gone, he's gone. And then when your partner came in, it was more so like, all right, let me go ahead and buck up this other chin strap. Yeah. That's third and one. Yeah. It's short yard. Yeah. And you don't want to be embarrassed, dog. How much did y'all take into account, or how much did you enjoy that, knowing like y'all was just playing with defenses, knowing you had the type of talent like that rotating?
Man, I enjoyed it because like it'd be certain games where like I come out there and like I'm not having as good as a game at first. Like they're stopping me. And we bring him in there, he come in, smash mouth. Now, when I come back in there, you know, them boys, they don't feel like hitting all game. And they used to, like, you know what I'm saying? Then I get to come and run around them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So it was fun.
Dope. I told you the story before, man. The last time we kicked it was Super Bowl in Miami back in, like, 2010.
Right.
And this was when they had the bottle wars. We had some club in Miami, and then Diddy bought all the champagne in the club. It was you and Big Albert Hainsworth.
Yeah, Big Hain.
And they didn't want to give us no bottles. And you said, you and Hainsworth said, yo, whatever bottles he don't have, we want the rest of the bottles. So we get the bottles, right? And I'm like, hold on. It ain't but like four of us. Like, you know what I'm saying? I said, we not gonna drink all of that.
Mr. Pump the
and
break.
I'm like, y'all pump the break. I'm like, I'm out the league. They killing. He coming up. Hainsworth just got the bag. I said, basically, I'm like, I don't really want to put my credit card down for this. You know what I'm saying? They said, big homie, you good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Took care of it. The bottles came. But then the section, they said, we don't like the section. Walked off, left the bottles. I said, what we gonna do with the bottles? He's like, yo, whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just showing you the love. Yeah, however, would you do that same shit today?
Nah, not me. See, at the end of the day, that's the plus side of having big homies like Albert Hainsworth.
Yeah.
That just signed for $100 million.
$100 million.
Way back then, we talking about $100 million in 2008, 2009. Yeah, that's different.
Man, that was unheard of.
No, by D lineman.
Facts.
Not no DN rushing. We talking about D lineman, $100 million deals. $100 million, yeah. So anytime you got friends like that and that's your OG coming in, y'all, we can live it up.
For decades, McDonald's has been shown in anime and manga comics across the world. While staying true to the culture and displaying themes all generations can relate to, McDonald's has been embraced by the anime community, commonly dubbed as McDonald's. McDonald's has been represented in anime and manga dated back to the 1986 release Cat's Eye, all the way to classics like Cowboy Bebop the movie and Assassination Classroom in 2016. Just like anime brings food to life, drawing in their fans to grab a meal after watching an episode, McDonald's is bringing McDonald's to life with a series of anime shorts and manga comics, as well as releasing their new anime-inspired savory chili McDonald's sauce. You gotta pair the savory chili sauce with your 10-piece Wick chicken nuggets and fries. It's only available for a limited time until March 25th, so make your McDonald's run now and enjoy some more delicious memories.
So going back to that time, too, we always ask people, what was your welcome to the league moment? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you fast, phenomenal back, but was there ever one time they caught you slipping? You was like, damn, this shit is real in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We playing against the Browns. Actually, we playing against the Browns, DaQuelle Jackson. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, that's one player that I know, like, man, like, I ain't gonna lie, one time playing against Urlacher. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm hearing all this about Urlacher. I'm thinking he this guy that's just gonna come and crush you. Urlacher, he don't want to hit, he don't want pressure, like, he just smart. DaQuelle Jackson, every play he want to hit you. Every play. So we run an inside zone play, man. And it wasn't working in practice. So I go to the OC. I'm like, man, I don't know about this play. He's like, nah, it's gonna work. Don't worry about it. Everything not full speed now, and the game is going to be full speed. It's going to work. Man, the first play we ran that play, DaQuell met me in that hole. I went that way. My mouthpiece went that way. I'm like, oh, my God.
Bet you got it to the OC and was like, I told his ass.
Man, I told you. Hey, man, don't run that play no more.
We'll ask that one.
Right, right.
Yeah, don't run that one no more.
No, nah, man, but, man, we appreciate the time, bro.
Man, thank you, man.
Appreciate
thanks
the time,
for having
man,
me.
For coming by, blessings.
Who you got for the game, though?
You the game?
Yeah, 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 who you got for the game?
I got to go KC. I can't go against Mahomes, man.
Man, I'm sick of y'all.
I try to tell us, man.
You being biased?
I am.
Yeah. Nine, that guy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Got his feelings.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
Saying?
And you know, we retire now, so you know we can bet. Mm-hmm. We can gamble now. We can bet. You know,
the bet that we got this year, as we always do, is an all expense paid vacation.
Right.
So I'm with the Chiefs, obviously he with the Niners. So if the Chiefs win or when the Chiefs win, he gotta pay for
everything.
Flights, lodging. I ain't got to pull out the card the whole night, the whole trip.
Dang, how can I get in? Yeah, I need to get in on it. Where we going?
There's no way. I'm not going to be in the hole. I'll be working the whole year paying for y'all vacation. Hell no.
You just asked when this time we go get all them bottles.
Hey, I got a plus one.
Right now.
I got a plus one, so we good.
Yeah. We in now.
There it is. Five it up. Appreciate you though, bro. Yes, sir, man. Much love, man. Yes, sir.
No bet.
No bet.